You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whit Merrifield and the Royals look for a series sweep at home against the White Sox, and Merrifield would have himself a big day at the plate.
And he smacks one high in the air, deep to left. That's her way back and carrying out of here. So here's a shot to left by Bonifacio, and he's done it in back-to-back games. Hosmer. Oh, my. Merrifield, Bonifacio, Hosmer. Back-to-back-to-back jack. Whit's been on twice with that home run we talked about and the walk. That hit well. Deep to left. Away back. And Merrifield has tied this game. Whit Merrifield with his first multi-home run game in his big league career.
Lined up the right field line. Royals win it. Brandon Moss whistles one into the right field corner, which gives the Royals the three-game sweep and a 5-4 victory.
Brandon Moss collects his ninth career walk-off hit as the Royals extend to a five-game win streak. Whit Merrifield tallies his first career multi-home run game, and Chicago has lost its last nine. The big hits keep coming for the Kansas City Royals. They collect their fourth walk-off win since the All-Star break. Here's the manager, Ned Yost.
You know, the walk-off that we had, the first walk-off against Detroit, you know, we came in and said those are the kind of things that spurt your momentum again, and it definitely has. Our momentum has definitely spiked. Well, I don't think the stretch like this, definitely. I mean, I just think you see him having much more relaxed at-bats and a lot more confidence in his at-bats. He had some great swings in that last at-bat. I mean, I felt like he was going to find a pitch and drive it somewhere, and he did right down the line with a great at-bat. But, you know, the homers were really cool today. Not very often do you get to see back-to-back-to-back homers in the same inning. That was pretty unique. And Whit tying it up there in the eighth was huge against Jennings, who's been tough against us. And it was just a great day offensively. Our guys keep grinding. He's just a good player. You know, he maintains his focus. And, you know, he's not just a good player late in the game. He's a good player at the beginning of the game, in the middle of the game, at the end of the game. You know, he gets up to the plate with the focus of putting together a good at-bat. And he knows how to go about and accomplish that.
Whit Merrifield finishes 2-for-3 with the two home runs. He's now riding a 10-game hit streak.
I hit on the barrel good, kind of out in front. I got extended on it kind of in a reach type way instead of a really sit back and drive it type way. But I knew I hit it good, and once I saw it backspinning and kind of carrying, I knew it was going to go. So I was pretty pumped at the time.
Brandon Moss deals the final blow on Sunday and helps the Royals to their 30th comeback win of the year.
I can't understand a word you just said.
Perfect. Talk about it.
It's messing up. You know what?
Hold on. Let's let them enjoy you. About the walk-off hit.
Yeah, with him, you know his best pitch is his changeup, and I kept swinging at it, kept swinging at it. You know, luckily I kept fouling him off, and I had a feeling that right there, you know, that they were going to try to get a heater by me because I had been fouling off the changeup. So I just got ready a little sooner, and glad it wasn't out of the strike zone.
Your teammates, including Whit Merrifield with his first two homer game in the big leagues, provided all of the firepower. Usually you're involved in that, but talk about just this offense overall and the ability to find different ways to win over the last five games.
That was really fun to watch. These guys, you know, they've been, like I said, for a while, this whole team has been swinging the bat well, and it's nice to be a part of it. But, you know, Whit had an unbelievable day. He had some great at-bats all day. You know, he didn't take anything for granted with a strike zone that was a little bigger than normal, and he just stayed within himself and hit two bombs.
Final thing, it's four walk-offs. on this homestand. That is not easy to do, does not happen very often, but where's the confidence level of this team right now, no matter what the score of a game is?
Yeah, I mean, we're just coming out, we're having good at-bats. I think when you're having good at-bats as a team, you know you're always in it because you're a big inning away from really breaking the game open.
And you guys did that tonight in the ninth with the walk-off. Congrats and good luck on the road trip.
Thanks.
The Royals get back to work on Monday in Detroit. Jason Hamill will start the opener.